At the peak of my mental illness, I would listen to people talk about mental health, either on social media or in real life. They would talk about how we just need more mental health awareness. And in response, I thought, well, I'm plenty aware of the fact that I'm mentally ill. What else can I do? My name is Ethan Jewell, and welcome back to Feel Your Feelings. A frustration that I had when I was really, really struggling with mental health was the modern approach to mental illness. Now, don't get me wrong, it's probably the best that it's ever been. I mean, the fact that there is mental health awareness is amazing. The fact that we're talking about it and starting the conversation is incredible. I mean, that's the whole reason that I started this podcast. I wanted to spread mental health awareness. However, I also try to offer real, tangible solutions that you can take into your life every day because it is so frustrating. As somebody who is struggling, as somebody with real depression, to see people posting online just saying you need to journal and you need to talk it out because that's not enough. I actually look back to a poem that I wrote a couple of years ago called Why Am I Not Better? It goes like this. This illness isn't cute. It's not for writing beautiful poetry. It's not for singing pretty chords. It's not for you to be there for me. It's not for me to be understood. Don't post positive quotes. This isn't helping. And that was coming from a place of real frustration, trying to get better, somebody who was trying to take the first step. And all of this talk of awareness was making it worse because I would try these things. I would journal. I would talk to a friend and I would keep being depressed. And I felt worse. I would think, am I so messed up that what works for everybody else doesn't work for me? The truth is, what does work in mental health recovery is an immense amount of time and effort. A lot of people say that the first step is coming to terms with the fact that you have problems to work through. I would agree. But I think the second step, which is maybe more important, is coming to terms with how long it will take to recover. So let's talk about this process a little bit outside of the realms of awareness and discuss why it takes so, so long. So when you are wondering, why am I not better? You'll have an answer. So what actually happens when we're trying to recover? It's not just accepting that we have mental illness issues and moving on. No, it requires active work and active effort in order to rewire our brains. And that's exactly what we're doing, rewiring. The most common way that mental illness can be worked through is by rewiring. We see this in cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, which is a very common form of therapy. Essentially, within this practice, you and a professional identify behaviors, thoughts, actions, or patterns that are harming you and are caused by some sort of negative thinking, chemical imbalance, or just general mental illness. Then, you work to break that down to its core and set new habits in its place. You break a big problem into little pieces and then deal with them one at a time. This is much harder than it sounds. Imagine if you built an entire Lego set, but a few pieces in the middle were wrong, or a few pieces at the bottom were wrong, and it ruined the entire set. You can't just reach in, take out those pieces in the middle, and go from there. You have to start from scratch. You have to take the Lego set apart and rebuild. And that's exactly how mental health recovery works. You can't expect to be able to rewire your entire mindset, your entire brain in a few easy steps. It isn't just about awareness. It isn't just about journaling. You have to be prepared to go piece by piece, bit by bit, and put yourself back together. This is a job that nobody can do for you. Nobody lives inside your mind, and nobody is able to fix these thought patterns for you. It comes down to you. So if you're asking the question, why am I not better yet? I have to ask you, are you ready to be better? Are you ready to put in the work and time that it takes to get better? You need to accept the fact that it will take time. You will likely not magically feel better in a month. I don't want that to sound discouraging. I hope that you take it as the opposite. If you've been trying for weeks, months, or even years to get better and you haven't seen tangible results, I want to tell you it will happen eventually. I promise you. It just takes time. And I know this firsthand. I mindlessly went to therapy for a long time. I would go to the sessions, talk about my days, talk about the little things that were upsetting me, but I never opened up to anything deeper. And unsurprisingly, I didn't see very much progress. After a while of doing this, I started wondering when I would get better. I complained that I simply wasn't built for therapy. I wasn't supposed to be better, and eventually I stopped going altogether. And all I had to show for it were coping techniques and self-reflection methods. But that ended up being enough. All it took was a mindset shift in me accepting the time that it would take and the active effort that it would take to get better. I used these coping techniques. I used that self-reflection and slowly worked through insecurities, worries, fears, and pains that were rooted deep within me from my mental illness. I tried to get to the root and break it down piece by piece. I want to remind you, I'm not a professional. I don't have any certifications, but I've done this work myself. It takes acceptance, determination, and willingness to do the work. There's no easy way through it. There's no amount of quotes online that you can read. And journaling will help, but you need to put in active work over time in order to improve. I recommend doing some research, doing some trial and error, and finding coping mechanisms and self-reflection techniques that work for you. It took a lot of trial and error for me. I tried different things. I tried various things that I read online, and some of them didn't work, but some of them finally did. Figure out what's hurting and do your best to repair it. Seek professional help if necessary. There are options. Talk to friends and family. It takes time. Nobody deserves to feel like they'll never get better, especially you. But that's an unfortunate reality of mental illness. You need to be willing to accept the time it will take and move forward regardless. You are enough and you are capable. That's going to wrap it up for today's episode. If you need help feeling your feelings, check out my music on all platforms under the name of Ethan Jewell, and I almost guarantee it'll make you cry. I'm coming out with a new album April 19th, and you can pre-save it on my website, ethanjewell.com, right now. Also, please shoot me a message on my Instagram at jewelboy_, and let me know what you thought about today's episode. So, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for understanding that mental illness is different than social media portrays it. And as always, thank you for feeling your feelings. I'll see you next time.